the only sort of dispensation that was available was if I was finished education myself as an engineer, and that would only give us half a year advance. So we didn't file an application, and then we realized the only way was to try this thing about going to Sweden. We didn't have everything planned for that at all. We only started looking for an apartment in December, and we moved there in the middle of January.
You proposed to me the same day we went to the immigration office. When we decided, yeah, we have to get married. Would you marry me?
We bought our marriage rings, wedding rings in...
On the way from the travel through the Warsaw.
Yeah, through Warsaw and Poland.
So it was very hectic. Mm-hmm. I had a green dress. He borrowed a jacket from his friend.
But I think we got married earlier than we otherwise would have. I mean, we would probably have spent more time preparing for a proper celebration, at least.
Yeah, we would put more time to organize that, definitely. Mm.
So in some sense, you could say that while this law is officially put there to prevent forced marriages, it actually forced us to get married earlier than we would have. And I think also it places some couples in a tough situation because they have to decide much earlier. Like, if they just want to try out living together, they actually have to get married.
I think that's the purpose of this law, to kind of make it too difficult to try. Mm-hmm. And if like, distant relationship don't work very well, they are difficult.